Okay, today's daf is daf nun. Today's daf is sponsored by Kenny and Bruchy in Lawrenceburg. Zeichu Nishmas Bruchy's father, Moshe Tov, Ben Shaul Pinchas, Neshama Shehav and Leah. Okay, we are on Mem Tes Amud Beis, about four or five lines from the bottom by the two dots. Begizei Tzemer Ein De'ei Metatlin. Talking about Hatmana, Rada says that you can be matmin with Gizei Tzemer, which is these wool shearings. De'ei Metatlin, you may not move them. There's a muksa issue over here. So again, a little review of muksa. Now, Labi Matatlan Shabbos, a kli that someone's makbidal on it, that's called muksa. You have muksa machmas kisar kis. There's also something called muksa machmas gufo. But something that was muksa, if you were miyachid it, if you specify, we'll see how you specify it later on in today's daf, if you specify it for a different shimush, for different usage, then it's mutter and tiltal. So now we're going to see what things, what way can you be miyachid? Can you specify that a certain thing is not muksa and it's going to be used on Shabbos? Okay, so Gizei Tzemer Ein Metaltel. Amar Rav, lo shana. We don't say this din that you're not allowed to be metaltel. That's Gizei Tzemer. It seems to hear that Gizei Tzemer are muksa. So Rav says Gizei Tzemer are only considered muksa. Ela shelo taman behen. Only if you didn't use them for hatmana. But if you use them for hatmana, about taman behen metaltel osam, then you can be metaltel them. Rashi says kasoka daita chashta the mili katani masnisin. Then our Mishnah is going. It's like a period in the Mishnah. It's saying two different dinim. And we're not talking about the ones that you actually did hatmana with. So basically what's going on, that's once you, according to what Rashi is saying, the Gemara's understanding is that once you use Gizei Tzemer to be matmin, to do hatmana, they're never muksa again. They're not, you can use them next time, because Gizei Tzemer are set aside for sewing purposes, which is Asar Shabbos. So be muksa machmas, davrish malakha lister, I guess. But once you set it aside once to do hatmana, then you can be metaltel them. So when the Mishnah says tomen because they ate him, they ain't metaltel also. But Rava is saying it's not that the Mishnah is saying that you're not allowed to be metaltel the gizei tzemer that you did hatmana with. The kavana is stam gizei tzemer are also for tiltel, but so long as you never use them for hatmana purposes. So the Mishnah has mentioned two separate dinim. Number one, it's murter to do hatmana with gizei tzemer, and number two, it's usher to be metaltel gizei tzemer so long as you have never used them for hatmana. So one of the Rabbanan, who was his first day in the base measures, okay, gets up and says, he asks on Rav's din, the Mishnah says as follows, Tomnim begizei tzemer, ve'ei metaltin osan. You can be tomnim and gizei tzemer, and you can't be metaltin osan. So ketze hu ose, so what do you do in order to move it? Ketze hu ose, no telas hakisoi, ve'ei noklos. You pull off the cover, and they sort of fall away by themselves, whatever it is. But you see right away that the Mishnah is trying to figure out a way that you can get the pot out of the Gizei Tzemer. If you rub and say that any time that you use the Gizei Tzemer for Hatmana, it's no longer Muksa, why have to come up with this plan to get the pot out? It's not Muksa, just peel it off and touch it. Clearly the Mishnah is talking about this Gizei Tzemer are Muksa. So El E Itmar, Hach Itmar. If this is what Rava said, what did Rava really say? Amar Rava, Lo Shanu, when do we say they were not allowed to be metal to the Gizei Tzemer? Ela Shalo Yichadon. That's the Hatmana. If you haven't set them aside for Hatmana, Aval yichadon lahatmana, once they're set aside for atmana, mithaltulin also. So Rashi says, yichadon lahatmana, then la'olam. So how does that work over here? So I guess you have to specifically set it aside in some manner other than actually using them for atmana. The actual usage isn't sufficient. If you use it for atmana without setting it aside, it's not good. All right, so that makes sense. So if you permanently, right, so you have to, right, that's where the Rashi says, la'olam. You have to say that this is something that's set aside for atmana. So if I just use Gizei Eitzim and I never set it aside, la'olam, Rashi says, if I never set it aside, I just use it, that's not sufficient to make these things no longer muksa. I have to specifically set these aside. These are my hatmana shearings. I'm going to use these hatmana shearings, then it's muksa. But if I didn't, even if I use it for atmana, then they're still muksa. And Itmar Nami, we also have a memra that supports this. Ki Asar Ravin, when Rava came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Asi ben Shul, Amar Rebbe, Lo Shanu, when do we say that you cannot be metaltel Gizei Tzemer, Elosh O Yichadon Lehatmana? It's not if you're not setting them aside for Hatmana. Aval Yichadon Lehatmana, if you set them aside for Hatmana, metaltel so, then you may be metaltel them. Okay. That's answer number one. Ravina says no. Ravina says differently. Ravina is going to go back and answer another question. Again, the question was, we seem to have indicated that Rava says, if you use them for Atmana, right? Originally, Rava said if you use it for hatmana, then you can move them. And then they had a question, but there's this whole way to do it in the Mishnah. So Ravina Amar bishel heftek shanu. He says, no, the difference is heftek. What's heftek? Well, let's do Rashi first. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, La olam kida amar Rava. Really, Rava said originally is correct. Im taman behem mutl taltel. If you do hatman in these yizei tzemer, it's mutter. The command to yichud on lahachi dami. Because it makes sense. If you're using them, that's yichud. That's setting it aside to be done. You're doing hatman before Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you're setting them aside for a mutter purpose. The Rava lo amas nisen kai. But Rava is not talking about our Mishnah's case. Dimas nisim begivin shel heftek. Our Mishnah is talking about gizin shel heftek. Heftek is a big pile. Devadai asidlach ziron sham velo yichan lekach. That type of whatever heftek is, we'll see in a second. That's not set aside for hatmana purposes. That's just going to use and put it back in that heftek. What's heftek? Rashi says marocha gedola. It's a big pile. Sheorchin u'moshivon laksosin leschora shekorim tash. It's a pile that's going to be used for business. Basically, you measure a certain amount that you're going to use, and you put them in a pile, and the next day you're going to take them out and ship them out and use them for schora. So if you happen to just use some of some of those gizei tzemer that are in that pile, the mindset is to put it back in that pile. So therefore, right? But according to the first answer, Rava's talking about our Mishnah. Rava's saying in our Mishnah, but that Rava's basically saying that you would have to set it whatever. No, it's a little different. The first answer, whenever you use Gizei Tzemer, you have to be miyachid et lo'olam. According to the second answer, once you use it, you don't have to do anything special for it. As long as you used it for Atamana, then it's set aside. These ones that the Mishnah is talking about is a special case. It's a little different because according to the first answer, even by using it, you still have to have a specific intent of setting it aside. According to the second answer, just by using it, that constitutes the intent. Okay. So Tanami Half, people have a brisa that says similarly, Gizei Tzemer shel heftek. So you have these wool shearings in the pile. A metalton osam, you may not be metal to them. Vim hiskin balabayas lishtamish may metalton osam. But if you do set them aside specifically, as opposed to just using them, but if you set them aside specifically, then you can use them. Right, that's the difference. Because with the heftek, you have to have a specific set aside, as opposed to what Rav is saying, is that just by using them, that constitutes the setting it aside. All right. Next. All right, so now we're talking a little bit about Mutzah Machmas Gufo. So Tana Rabba Bar Bar Chana Kamei De Rav. Rabba Bar Bar Chana says in the name of Rav. Chavrios Shel Dekel. So these are like these branches of the Dekel tree. Okay, they became hard. You're going to use them basically for firewood. Okay? She Gadaron, you cut them, Le Eitzim, for Eitzim, which means for burning. Right, and Vih, and Rashi explains, Vih is before Shabbos, Nimlach, you had Harata, Nimlach Aleyen, Li Yeshiva. You decide, you know what, I'm going to use these as a chair. I'm going to sit on them. I'm going to sit on them instead. So, how do you get them out of the Muksa status? Because they're Muksa for Hasaka, and they're Muksa Machmas Gufo. How do you get them out of that Muksa status now that I want to use them for sitting? So, Tanakam here says, Sarech Likasher. You have to, I guess, tie them together on Erech Shabbos in order to show that these are now set aside for sitting, and then they become mutl to be to move them on Shabbos. But just by machshava alone, not sufficient. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer ain sarach lekasher. You don't have to tie them together, right? Who Tanyala? Rabbi Bachana said this in Mishnah. Who Amarlan? And he added halacha from Shimon Gamliel that these charios, that these sticks, are mutl bertiltol al yedei machshava alone. Machshava itself is good, and you don't need a maisa mochiach. You don't need a maisa that's going to prove that these are going to be not that these are no longer muksa. Rashi says, "Sarech lekasherim, right? Lekasherim yachin v'od yom lochiach shel yeshiva omdim v'im lo kasherim yachin asul l'tal tlel machar to lo have a yichul v'machshava." But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says machshava is sufficient.
The first place to get it, to use it for firewood, which is the problem. No, I think why can't you have machshava for the second time?
No, I think over here we're saying because they stam stand for hasaka. Right. They're sitting. These things are lehasaka, right? Right.
There's no other purpose. That's what everybody uses them for.
Right. That's their purpose. That's basically the default purpose. So Itmar. Now we have another. We're going to bring a Machlokas Amorayim and try to line out that Machlokas Amorayim with this Machlokas Tanayim. The only problem is the Amorayim are going to have a third Shita, which makes it difficult to line up because we only have two Shitas Tanayim. Right. Two doesn't go into three evenly. Right. But it doesn't work. It's not a divisible number. All right.
Two doesn't go into three evenly? I'm just trying to figure that out.
No. No, it doesn't. There's a remainder of one. Okay. Itmar. No, because you could, maybe you'll see there's another way to be miyachid. Another way to be miyachid, similar to what you have said, what you said previously. So Itmar, foreshadowing. Itmar, Rav Amar, Rav says, kosher, in order to set them aside, to take them out of that default status, you have to tie them together to prove that they're going to be used for yeshiva. Shmuel Amar, choshek, okay? Like that, you have to think about it, you just have to have machshava. Rav Asi has the third shita. What does he say? Yoshev, afal pishlo kisher, the afal pishlo kisher. As long as you, like you said, sort of, as long as you sit on them before Shabbos, that's enough. You don't have to have any specific machshava. You don't have to have any action. Yeah, but it seems to be, he says that this yeshiva before Shabbos is even less than machshava. That's all we're trying to point out.
So, it sounds like he's taking an even more lenient view.
Yes, it is. It's even more lenient. That's all we're trying to point out. That it's even more lenient. That Rashi says, look at Rashi says, Rav Asi Amar Yosef Aleim Ba'ojom, Afal Pishalo Chishev Aleim Liyeshev Lamachar, Goli Daitu Shivakami. He doesn't have the machshava for tomorrow. I'm sitting on it on Friday because I want to sit on it on Friday. I have no intent, Lagabe Shabbos. Nevertheless, that yeshiva itself is enough to pull it out of the muksa category. So the Gemara is now long after sheet that's going to be stuck with who does Rav Asi hold like? So Vishlama Rav, who says you have to tie it up, who does Amar Katana Kama? Holds like Katana Kama, who says you have to tie it up. And Vishmuel Nami, who says machshava is sufficient, who does Amar Kama Shimon Gamliel? Because he says machshava is sufficient. Ella Rav Asi, here's our remainder. Rav Asi, the Amar Kaman, who does he hold like? So the Gemara says, who the Amar Ki Hai Tana? We're going to find another Tana who he holds like. This Sanya. We have the following. And the following brisa, okay? According to Rashi, this is talking about Hotzah. According to Tosfos, it's talking about Hotzah and Tiltel. But let's just read it. Hud Amar Kai Tana, Desanya. We have a following brisa. Somebody has a wound. There's a wound on Shabbos. So Yotzim, he can walk out from his Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, Bifakorin, which is some sort of flax band-aid, I guess, Ubitzipa. Tzipa is some sort of wool. Also, it's like combed wool, I guess, that you could put on the Machla to protect it. Again, we're not talking about refuah here, because refuah would be usher. It's just to protect it, Rashi says, to protect the wound from rubbing against the clothing. Okay? Right? Bizman she tzavam ukrochon b'mishicha. That's if you, I guess, if you had, you dip them and you tie them, right? That they don't fall off. Right? Now, the fact that you dip them in this oil, right? You megala your das, that you want to put it on the makkah. Right? But if you don't put it in the mishiva, lo tzavam, the Gemara says, velo krachem mishiva, ein yotzim behem, because that's no longer considered a malvish. It serves no purpose. It's not going to help you. That's not going to consider levisha, and you can't walk out with them, because you can't walk out with them on Shabbos. Right? Lo tzavam, ein yotzim behem. Right? The im yotzim behem sha achas mi ba'od yom. But if you walked out with them, even without this dip on them, apal pishal lo tzavam lo krachem mishicha mutzal tzeis, then you've got to go out. You see, that setting it aside by using them before Shabbos is enough. Same action of sitting. This is a case, right? It's easier for Tosos. Let's not talk about Otsav. We'll talk about Tosos says of a Otsavam is lav dafke in notes from the people talk lamaser. Talk about Tiltel. So what do you have here? You have this wound. You want to put this bandage on the wound. Again, a non-medicinal bandage on the wound. Okay, you want to put that on the wound. So if you dip it, say you have the wound set aside. And if I dip it in the this oil is, then I did an action, I can walk out with it on Shabbos. If I did not dip it in the wound, and it's still dry, I may not walk out with it on Shabbos, because it's muksa. However, if on Erev Shabbos, without any intent regarding Shabbos, I take this non-dipped bandage and put it on, that's already considered that I set it aside for Shabbos. That's the same halacha of Asi. Doing an action, Erev Shabbos, without the intent for Shabbos, is enough to take it out of the muksa category. It's interesting, Rashi, just to point out. Rashi says, "Bizman shetzavam b'shemen." He says, "Goli daiti di lamaki taimi." You see, that's for the maka. Lanichan aleh b'shabbos. The lav l'refuah ninhu. It's not for refuah. El shalo yisratu malbusha ves makaso. And he doesn't want it to rub his clothing to rub the wound. V'habalei kimalbush ba'almo. It's like regular clothing. Aval lo tzavam b'shemesh. The lav. Right, he says. Right, so the whole thing over here, Rashi says it's not for refuah. Why? Because it's preventative. So we know the halacha is that on even if refuah is a problem, but it's for preventive measures, it's not a problem. Someone has to take a bare day for whatever it is for the heart issues. If you feel that a migraine is coming, but you don't have the migraine yet, so the most probably it's mutter to take the etc. whatever it is beforehand. prevent something from coming on, that's not part of the takana of not taking medications. Okay, fine. Now, Tana Rabba Barachana, I did that already. Okay, next. Now we're going to bring a raya from the Mishnah, the whole like Rav Asi, so that this action before Shabbos is sufficient. Amar Rav Asi, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned a Mishnah, there's a Mishnah of Kuf Mem Aleph that says as follows. Hakash. So we have the straw, right? The stam straw is mutter because it's supposed to be used for bricks or for burning. The stam straw, that's the default status, it's muksa. So you want to get it out of the muksa status. The problem is it's lying on your bed. So you want to lie down on your bed. The problem is it's all in one big pile. If you touch muksa, it's not allowed to move muksa, but it's all in one big pile on your bed. You need to lay it out on the bed so you can lie down. So agabi mita, it's on his bed, and you want to lie down. So lo yina no biyado, you may not smooth it out with your hands because it's muksa. You're not allowed to be metal to it. Aval minano begufo, you can lie down on it. I guess and just shimmy around a little bit, and it lies down because that's like klaachayad. Aval, however, im haya meichal behema, if this was already set aside for meichal behema, which means then oh shahaya alav kar o sadim migo ojong, or you already had a pillow on it the previous day, meaning you lie down on it the previous day, then minano biyado, then you can move it around with your hands. So it makes sense. If it's for meichal behema, then you already set aside. This is not muksa. It's for meichal behema. It's fine. It's not muksa. What if you lie down on the previous day? Why is it not muksa for you on Shabbos? Perfect, like Rav Asi. Because if you do an action pre-Shabbos, even without your machshava for Shabbos, it takes it out of the muksa status. That's a raya for Rav Asi. Right? Rashi says, O shahayalav kar o sadin. It says, Sheshachav alam yu ojom. V'yafo pishlo yichdo lekach v'lo chishav alav. The Heinuk Rav Asi. It's exactly like Rav Asi. Okay. Now, going back to the original Braisa. The original Braisa we had, Amachlokos and Rav Shimon Gamliel, how you're miyachin muksa. So one man that was said you have to do an action for it. You have to tie something to it, specifically for Shabbos. You have to tie it together. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that machshav is enough. Okay. Well, let's find out who this source, who's this Tanakamo, the author of that Mishnah, who requires you to make the tie those bundles together so you can see for sure if you can be miyachin them with an action for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. It's Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. How do we know? Dechiyas, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he brought the following member from Eretz Yisrael. It says as follows. Amar Ziri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Pam Achas Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva l'makom Echad. One time Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva was walking somewhere. Umatza Charios shel Dekel shegedarum l'shum Eitzim. He had a bundle, he found a bundle of these branches that were set aside basically for Hasaka purposes. But they wanted to use them. Amar Lehem l'talmidav. He said to his Talmidim, Se'u, go out, v'chishvu, and have specifically in machshava that these are going to be used for sitting tomorrow. Kedesha neshev alehin lamachar, so we can sit. So right now it looks like machshava is sufficient, which is from Shem Gamliel, not the Tanakama. But the Lo Yadana, Baziri says, why was he mekel? E base mishtahava, e base avalhava. Was the reason why he was mekel and machshava was enough is that this was at, he was having shavu brachas here, but they were sitting shivi here, and he needed things to sit down. Meaning he was only being mekel because there was a reason, right? Because there was a torah reason. Rashi said, "Tosfos says, 'Peirush imishum beis avil hitir, imishum beis hamishta hitir.' That's the only reason why he was matir machshava, because you're very torah. So he says for muksa for the rabbanan in this instance, I'll allow it. But in other situations, I would not allow machshava, right? Midika amar e beis hamishta have e beis avil have a dafka beis avil or beis mishta. They're 3 days because they're busy. Aval hakab in a regular case, there's no hitir for machshava by itself. Kasher in lo kasher lo. So you see here that the source." Of that, the author of that Tanakama that says that in order to make something not something that's already set aside for muksa, to make it non muksa, you have to have a specific action done for it to show that it's not going to be muksa on Shabbos. Okay, again, a little intro. Times of Gemara, most of the floors of the house were not smooth, not tiled. What?
Why in Beis Avo, Beis Mishneh?
Because it's Torah. There's a need. So it's a Darabanan. Right, Rashi says the 3 day. Below Yochel Likshom Yodgam, but Hashem Hu Deshari below Kisher of Amalo. So in the Durabanan instance, we have Muksa the Durabanan. So we need to, you want to make sure that it's reused. So he said, in this instance, we're not going to be gozer because you're too busy to do it. You have to deal with the Simcha. You have to deal with the Avelis. Takana doesn't apply there. I'll allow you to do it on a lower level. Okay. You like bright line rules, I know. You like bright rules. You're very afraid of the slippery. It's going to lead to something. But it's not. But that's not the case when it comes to the Rabbanans. When it comes to the Rabbanans, it's not like that. It's not the case. It's not the case when it comes to the Rabbanim. They make the gzera. Why can you take an aspirin and not take the because in preventative measures you can't. It's not part of the takana. Not part of the takana. When you're busy for a simcha or for a beis avel, you don't have to have the specific act. Okay. Tarz the Gemara, most of the carcass were not tiled, so they would, whenever something happened on it, they would throw spit on the ground, which is a problem also on Shabbos. But the regular afar is muksa machmas gufo, right? Regular dirt is just muksa, right? Walking on the beach is probably okay. Gathering sand, assuming there's an Erev, is probably not okay on Shabbos because it's muksa. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, machnis adam, someone can bring into his house Erev Shabbos, milo kupaso afar, a little bit of sand, in order to be used to throw on top of the spit or the waste that comes out on Shabbos, and then va'osa b'kol tzarcho, and then you can use it because it's not going to be considered muksa. Darish marzutzra mishmeidem marzutzra rabba. Marzutzra says in the name, I guess, his grandfather marzutzra. But who should yichid lo karens of it? You have to put that dirt in a specific corner, right? Because then it's nikar that it's mukhan. Right, but if you just put it in the middle of the house, like all the other dirt, and people are going to walk on it, it's butter to the rest of the dirt in the house, and it's considered mutsa. So Amar Rabbanan Kameda Rav Papa, the Chacham said before Rav Papa, Rav Yehuda, who's matir you to use this afar, keman, who does he hold like? He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Iker Rabbanan, because if he holds like Rabbanan, who we said was with Chanina ben Akiva, if he holds like Rabbanon, how armory didn't they say by Inan Maisa? You need a specific Maisa. You didn't do a Maisa to the dirt here. You didn't stick a flag in the dirt or do something to it. You just had Machshava, you put it in the corner. So Amru Luhu Rapapa says, no, there's a difference. What can you do to dirt? You can't tie dirt together. What are you supposed to do to the dirt? So when it's possible to do a Maisa, you do a Maisa. When it's not possible to do a Maisa, you don't do a Maisa. So Amru Luhu Rapapa, Afilu Tim Rabbanon. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanon deba Inan Maisa. When the Rabbanon said you need to do a Maisa to set it aside, that's Elamidu Devar Avidu by Maisa. That's something that you can do a maisa to it. Avamidi lo abidi be maisa, but by afar, there's nothing really you can do, right, to prove that it's standing for kisoy. What are you going to do for the afar? You tie sticks together, you can see that it's now used as a bundle to sit. I hear you. I don't know. He says, look, but you're not. Separated. Well, he talks about separate. He said putting it in a corner. Apparently, this is not considered enough of a maisa. It's not considered a maisa to the. It's not. You're just putting it in a certain area. You're not doing anything to the item itself. Avamidi lo baramidi maisa lo. The Gemara says, "Nema kitanai." Are we going to say that Rav Yehuda, who's matir you to be miyached this bundle of dirt by machshav by itself, he's talking about? He's dealing with. I'm not going to try this. Nema kitanai. What does Rashi say? I didn't get this last night. I don't get it now. What do you mean? What's nema kitanai? Is he holding like one tana, right? B'chol chafin esakel. Let's just read, okay? B'chol chafin esakel. The latter, I guess, Rav.
Right afterwards.
What does it say?
The issue of whether intention suffices in a case in which no action is feasible.
Okay. In other words, so we say that maybe, so Rabbi Yehuda, who was matir you in this case, he's holding like, must be another machlokas, there's probably another machlokas tanayim, is whether or not, if you can't do an action, would the chachamim allow you to be miyachim with machshava? So name it Ketanai, and he's holding like one side of that machlokas. Because he had that machlokas in the following brisa. Bichol chafin esakelin. With everything, you were permitted to mishashi, I guess, rub the kli with any type of abrasive, I guess. Chutz mikle kesef, except for silver. Remember, those days silver was very soft. It wasn't hard. Chutz mikle klefes be girat kon, which is girat kon, some sort of dust that's grown in wine barrels, basically. What they learn like that, this type of dust. That basically, what happens here is, Rashi says towards the bottom, "Kemin afar shagadol b'chavis yayin b'korin lo alum aluminum v'hu ikar tikun kli kesef." And that's the way you were metakel kli kesef. V'goro sosha kesef rach. Kesef is soft. V'hu mimachik shu ab melachin. It removes. Well, it's not just tarnish. The tarnish is not really part of the silver. And he's talking about here, you're actually removing a piece of the silver.
Smoothing it down
or removing. He's memachik, Rashi says. You're erasing.
You're
scraping
on it.
That's not memachik. That's not memachik. I guess maybe it's smoothing it down. Okay. Talks about this issue with regard to brushing the teeth. Right? Some people say the part of brushing your teeth is this memachik. Which, yeah, or salvation doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense because you don't lose layers of your teeth when you brush. Right, whatever. It's a different definition of what it is. It's a different definition. All right. Halacha l'maisa, you went to YU and you learned by Rav Schechter, you can brush your teeth with toothpaste and have no problem. Anybody else, you have to worry about it.
Okay.
You have to worry. If worse is it right, that, which is a problem because we had the other day, they're like, mikatsa l'katsa. Yeah, it's makhluk, mikatsa l'katsa, right? Rav Adya says you just have to use a separate toothbrush.
Right.
Sri Dayesh says in the Tzitzel Yezra require you to use a special Shabbos. They don't have a problem with the brush, they have a problem with the paste. Whatever. All along the line, pick and choose.
Yeah.
Pick and choose whichever one you want. All right. Just don't cut the shul smelly. So name it tonight. B'chol chafin esakein lechutz b'kli klesef, right? B'gart kon. So ha b'neser, which is some sort of dirt that you use to clean it, b'chol and sand mutter. That you'll allowed to rub the silver because that's not going to smooth it out. V'hatanya, we have another brice that says neser b'chol aser. Then neser and chol are aser to use. So it's a machlokes tanaim whether you can rub the silver with neser and chol. So it doesn't explain what the machlokes is. So my lab b'haikam mifliki. Maybe we'll say that this is what their machlokas is about. Demar, the one who says that he's not allowed to use neser and chol, savar by inan maise. You need a maise, or he's basically saying it's a muksumet machlokas. It's not a problem with the neser on the silver. The problem is the neser and the chol are muksa, and there's nothing to do. There's no act to do to set it aside, so you can't use it. Right? So mar savar by inan maise. Mar savar lo b'inan maise. You have machshav enough. So if I have makshava on the neser v'chol, then it's no longer muksa, and now I can use it to rub down the silver. The other man says, I can't do anything to the chol to get it out of the muksa category. I can't do anything. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says, in this case before, he's holding like the Tanakhama, says that you don't have to, if you can't, you can do it. So Mar says, no. L'kuli ama lo b'ina maisa. Everyone agrees, you don't need a maisa. You do not need a maisa in order to take this out of muksa. All right, so v'lo kasha, so we have machlokas in the brisa. One says you can use Neser, one says you can't use Neser. So take it, it's not a muksa issue, it's a davar shein miskavin issue. Back to our old friendly machlokas. Lo kasha, the one who says it's not allowed to rub it with the clay kesef for the with the Neser and the chol, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the amar davar shein miskavin aser. A maisa heter that a person is going to do, and without machshava he's going to come to do a maisa iser, that's aser. And Neser and chol, sometimes they're going to rub out the silver. So it'll be a davar shein miskavin, will be aser. Vahar Rav Shimon the Amr Davar Shem Miskavim Mutter. But he's going to say no. Davar Shem doesn't always happen. It's not Pesach Reisha, but it's Davar Shem Miskavim and it's Mutter. When it comes to the Girat Kon, Rav Shimon's going to say, well, that's a Pesach Reisha. That's guaranteed to happen, even though it's Davar Shem Miskavim.
Soft.
So by the Girat Kon, it's definitely going to happen. So it becomes a Pesach Reisha, which Rav Shimon agrees to. But by the Neser and the Chol, he holds it as Mutter because it's Davar Shem Miskavim. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second. So now we're saying that this Brisa that says Neser v'chol is mutter, that goes according to Rav Shimon. Okay. Well, b'mayu came to l'haydasari. You just said that brisa is going like Rav Shar, like Rav Shimon. So Amos Seifel, look at the end of that Mishnah. Look at the end of that brisa. The end of the brisa says, avalo yochuf behem sa'aro. You may not rub the Neser and the chol into your hair. V'i Rav Shimon mishra kashari. Now, if it's Rav Shimon, it should be mutter. Why? Because I'm putting it in my hair to smooth out my hair. The problem with the hair is that maybe it's going to pull out some of the hair. Well, it's a davar shein miskavin. It's not a psik reisha. So why would it be us according to Rav Shimon? You just established the price according to Rav Shimon.
It's different materials, though.
What? You're using
it for two different purposes.
I understand, but you're using it. You're using
the
it.
The result might be different.
But the assumption is Rabbi Shimon's going to say that it's mutter. How do you know? Ditznan. We have a Mishnah in Nazir. I'm sorry. Nazir chofef umifasfes avalo sorig. A Nazir who's not allowed to cut his hair is allowed to rub things in his hair. He's just not allowed to comb it. Why? Maybe when he rubs things in his hair, like someone like me, it's going to come out more likely than not. Shimon says it's okay. By combing it, that becomes a psik reisha. But if we're just rubbing the chol into his hair for whatever purpose that serves.
That's
an av malacha. It's a psik reisha.
No.
What's the malacha?
You're not combing the combing the.
But what's the malacha by my hair? What's it going to be?
Same thing. Shearing.
It's going to pull it out. Shimon says it's davar shein miskavin. It's not going to happen. My kavanah is to make my hair neat. But by the sheath, the purpose is to pull it out. By here, the purpose is to comb my hair is to make it neat so I can walk the shul and look like a mensch. By pulling it out, it's davar shein miskavin. So davar shein miskavin. So by putting something soft on the hair, that's davar shein miskavin. It's mutter.
That's fine.
But by using the comb, he's going to say it's a psikresha.
Right.
The brisa, we just established the brisa like Rav Shimon. But the brisa says that even using the soft mechanism is usher. Why? It's davar shein miskavin. It should be mutter. So it can't be Rav Shimon. So all right. So the machlokus between whether you can use the chol and neser can't be the machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda because it doesn't line up. So the Gemara says, Ella, hava ha Rabbi Yehuda. They're both going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Betray Tanai Alib and Rabbi Yehuda. It's very difficult over here now. It seems to really be a machlokus in Metzius. They both say Davashen Meskaven is mutter. Right. So they did this aser. Right. Alib and Rabbi Yehuda. High Tanai Alib and Rabbi Yehuda suffer garier that if you garier on the clay kesef, it's gonna if you smooth on the clay kesef, it's gonna pull it out. It's gonna be memachek. But high Tanai Alib and Rabbi Yehuda suffer low garier. It's not gonna happen. That's the problem. What's the does it happen? Or does it not happen? That's a machlokus in Metzius. You gotta figure that out. Anyway, okay. So Bumayu Kimta. So what did you just do? You just said that the both brises, even the brise that allows you to be meshavshek the kli kesef with neser chol to rub it with the dirt, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? So, but then look at the seif of that one. It says there further in that Tosefta, aval. But to take this and put it on your panav yodav viraglav, put it on your face and your hands and your feet, that's mutter. Now, if the Brisa is talking about Das Rabbi Yehuda, you can say, you can ask, how can you put it on your face, assumption being that you have a beard, ha me'abir seyar, you're going to pull out the hair on the beard. So the Gemara says, Yibai Seyim Bekatan, it's a Katan who doesn't have a beard, Yibai Seyim Isha, it's not the bearded lady, Yibai Seyim Besarius, who doesn't have a beard. These are all cases of people who don't have the beard, that's why you can work it out. Just want to read a very, I guess, a harif, Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is in Simen Shin Gimel, it's Pei Vav in the Mishnah Gimel, Shin Gimel, is talking at the end. It says, "Asur lisrok b'masrik b'Shabbos." Shulchan Aruch says, "You're not allowed to comb with a comb on Shabbos." But feel also so osu misar chazir, even if they use it from a swine. She ef shar shlo ye ekru saaros, but because it's impossible, you're not going to pull out saaros. The pesik reisha. Rama adds, "But mutu lachov ulupasis b'yab." But you can pat it down with your head. It's not a problem. So Mishnah Bruins Pei Vav says as follows. He says, "Val kain after ino mekavet to sayar gam kain usur if you don't have kavana, it's the pesik reisha." He says, because of B'sefer Yeshua's Yaakov. Ra'isi anasha mekiel nisrak roshom b'Shabbos. See people are makel to comb their hair on Shabbos. V'kemat nasa davar keheter etzlam. Almost mutter to them. V'oila anayim shekach roos. Woe is to my eyes who see this. La'avor b'shat nefesh l'chalel Shabbos b'yadayim. See people who m'chalel Shabbos with their hands. U'me haroi it's incumbent l'chochachem b'iro l'hazir ozeh. That they should listen. Maybe they'll take Musar from this, right? And then they ask, Mishnah Berurah continues. Umasha Meshivin Shemurchul Takin Sarosa Kedishli Itzkan Bnei Chavero. He says, I gotta look nice when I come to Shul. I have to comb my hair. Hello, Yachal Lasos Baofen Heter. You can do this in a Musar fashion. Do it in a Musar fashion. Kanal. Umilvad Kozeh. Hello, Yachal Lechof Ufasim Sarosa Yad. Lama Yaver Isar Chomer Kazeb Yadayim. Why are you gonna comb your hair? Isar Chomer Yadayim. It's basically screaming, quoting this. This Yeshua's Yaakov about people who comb their hair, you know, on Shabbos. Okay, we gotta move a bit now. Now, Gemara's gonna talk about a couple ways that you let it, like, sort of wash or scrub your face. Amar Rav Yehuda, Afar Levinta. This is, I guess, the dust from the bricks. Shari, you're not to wash your face with them on Shabbos. You're not choshes that it's gonna pull out the hair if you have a beard. Amar Rav Yosef, Kusva de Yasmin. There's some leftover psoas from the sesames. That's Shari. Amar Rav says, Afar Pilpli Shari. But this is, I guess, sort of. Leftover dust from peppers, what they used to use. So Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Birda Shari. You're allowed to wash your face with Birda. My Birda. What is Birda? Amar Rav Yosef. It's some sort of concoction of Tilta Ahala. One third of it is made of this grass that's called Ahel, right? Which is done some sort of. What do you call it?
Aloe.
Aloe? It's a grass, Rashi says. All right. The tilta atsa, one third of it is this hadas. The tilsa sigli, it's another type of grass that has like three leaves. But if you have a different combination, then it becomes aser. But amar of the chemi bar Yosef, kol hecha de leka ruba ahal asafir dami. As long as it doesn't have robe of this ahal grass, then it's mutter. Okay. What?
Make fun of my wife that she buys this expensive stuff to clean their face. I mean, it depends.
Yeah, but does she know it's one third? What? Okay. But she doesn't have a problem anyway with the face. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Ask the following question of Rav Sheshes. Mahu litzoa zesim b'Shabbos. Can you pound the olives on Shabbos on some sort of stone to take out, the idea was to take out the bitterness. The problem with that is, aren't you extracting the juices from it also? No one talked about that. I didn't see anything. So we're going to leave that.
What's the problem? It's not quick. It's slamming against a rock.
Right. So
why is that softening like 5 hours
and you can eat it now? No, you're not using it now. It doesn't say that right now. But it's not Boer. It's like Bosch. I don't know. Yeah, they, no one talks about
banana,
it.
Banana, like banging on banana makes it soft.
Right, but you know, but there's no
extracting.
But there's no.
That's
no juice there. I don't know. Ma'alav tzo is asim Shabbos. So Amar lehu, they said to him, what do you mean? You're asking on Shabbos? V'chi b'chol mihitiro. Who allows you to do this on Shabbos? Because Sarv Misham Hefset Ochlin. What you're doing is you're going to lose the juice that comes out. Hefset Ochlin. Bal Tashlis. Who says? Well, that's what he asked. He says, so you're allowed to do it on. Since you're asking whether I can do it on Shabbos, who says you're allowed to do it on the Chol for a different purpose? So later, plead the Shmuel. Maybe we say that Shmuel argues on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says you're not even do it on the Chol. Then Rav Shmuel also adam called tzarcha b'pas. You can do anything with pas. You can pound it, do anything you want with bread. So there's no, there's a difference. Amri pas lo meisa, honey meisa. Pas doesn't get disgusting. This gets disgusting. Problem is, though, they didn't really answer the question. What can you do? Can you do this on Shabbos? Probably not, because you can't even do it on the Chol. All right. Now. Going back to the Barda case, the guy's using the Barda to clean his face. So Amemar Mazutcha Ravashi Habi Yosfi. They were sitting out together, these three people, Amemar Mazutcha Ravashi, Asul Kami Birda. So I don't know if this is, I guess it's on Shabbos. So a Birda came before them. Amemar Ravashi Mashu, they washed their face with the beard. They washed, I guess, their hands or whatever with the Birda. Mazutcha Lo Mashu, he didn't wash it. So Amrle, Amemar and Ravashi said to Mazutcha, why don't you wash? Lo Sabala Marla Hadam Rav Shesh's Birda Shari, they let her wash with the Birda on Shabbos. So Amar Hu Rav Mordechai. So Mordechai says, "Bar minei demar, don't ask on Mar Zutcha who doesn't wash, doesn't use it. Dafilu b'chol nami lo svirulei, nami svirulei that you're not allowed to use birda. Savalok yatanya, because he holds like the following brisa: Megarer adam gildei tsoa, the gildei makash al basaro. You can wash off, you know, dirt and a wound that's on Shabbos b'shvil tsaro if you have tsar from these things." But im bishvili yapos usser, but to beautify yourself, you're not allowed to. Why? Rashi says, yapos usser, mishum lo yilvash gever simlas isha, Rashi says. He says it's lo yilvash, to put these creams and things on you if it's just for non-medicinal purposes, if it's just for beautifications. Like, obviously, I have hope to do about mirrors, but we're allowed to use mirrors, men are allowed to use mirrors, I'm not allowed to use mirrors, and yeah, there's a whole to do about people using a mirror to put your tefillin on. Not using the beautify, you're using the mirror for a purpose to see whether or not you're fitting it on the mitzvah. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Inu sav keman savru." So who, Amemar and Rav Asi, who allowed you to use this? Who do they hold like? So they hold like Kihai Tanya. They hold like the following brisa that says, "Rochitz adam pana yodav rag b'choyom." You can wash your hands and feet and all every day. Why bishvil kona? You have to look beautiful in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost like a slabatka nirvadik machlokas. You know, godless adam and shiftless adam. So no, you gotta look beautiful in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they have a quote of pasuk: "Mishum shenemar kol paal Hashem l'meneo." Hashem does everything that you'll praise Him. So too the beauty is a praise for Hashem. So you're allowed to wash yourself also. Okay, now we're going back to the Mishnah, right? So you had the Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer kupa, right? You had a kupa, you had this box that you did hatmana in it. You put a kedera that was surrounded with the gizer tzemer, and when you want to take the kedera out, the Mishnah said mita al tzida benotel. You should turn it on the side shema yitel, because maybe if you pull the kedera when it's still there, you're not going to be able to put it back in. Because you have the shearing still there. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Yakol Modim She'im Niskalkula Haguma Asur LaHachzir. Everyone agrees that it's the hole, the guma is the hole, is that the encasement sort of falls in, you are not allowed to put the pot back there, because in order to put the pot back there, you have to move the shearings and their muksa. I guess you didn't set them aside before Shabbos, like we discussed earlier. So Tanan, Chacham Omrim Notel Umachzer, you have no problem. So Hechidami, what's the case with the Chacham? Idlum this Kakla Guma, if they still have that hole in there, you can just drop it back in. Then what's the problem, right? So Shaprik Amar Rabbanan, that's fine. Elalav Afalpi Din this Kakla Guma. Must be a case that they hold, and they're Cholik Amar Belozer Ben Azariah, that you can put it back in. So if you can put it back in, so that's a question on Rabbi Abba, who says Hakol Modim. Well, it's not a Kol Modim. Not everyone's agreeing. So he says, lo, the olam de lo niskalkul. Talking about a case where it did not, you know, come in. And even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to argue that even if the hole is still there, right? Even if that hole is still there to put it in, you still may not put it in because of Acha b'choshen kamitlagi. So machlokes, I mean, machlokes, the rabbanan. The mar, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, choshen shemen niskalkul aguma. You're afraid that maybe the guma is going to cave in and then you're going to have to touch the muksa. Well, mar sabar, ain't choshen, that we don't have the shash, and therefore we let it put it in if the guma, like that hole, you know, because you wrapped it around, the hole is still there. Rav Huna says, "Hi silikusta." Okay, this is the silikusta, which is some sort of plant that's very beautiful and it smells nice. And what you do is you stick it into some sort of moist ground, and you put it in front of everybody for smelling purposes. And when you want to smell, you pick it up, take it out of the ground, and then you smell it. So So the problem is, if you take it out of the ground, the dirt is usur. You pull something out of the ground. Listen, it's not attached, so you don't have a zareya problem, a kotzer problem. But if you pull it out, you're going to move the ufer, which is muksa. So he says, in order to pull it out in a mutter way on Shabbos, what you do, dotzer v'shalfa v'dotzer sharya. You stick it in, stick it out, stick it in. The dirt around it has moved, so you know that you pull it out again on Shabbos, it's not going to move the dirt, right? The ilav usur. But if you don't do that, then it's usur, because then when you pull it out, it may move some of the dirt with it on Shabbos. Amar Shmuel, hai sakina divnei urbe. Right, this type of knife that they stick it between bricks in order to keep it sharp. I don't know why this is not muksa machmas chesar and kris, but apparently it's not. So you same thing. You want to use it on Shabbos. You want to pull it out on Shabbos. You got to be careful. It's not going to move the dirt or the dust of the bricks, which are usser. So what you have to do, dotsa, stick it in b'ojom, shalfa, pull it out, b'hadar dotsa, and then put it in b'ojom. Then it's mutter to pull it out on Shabbos because you widen the hole that it's in, and you're not concerned that when you pull out the knife on Shabbos, it's going to move the dirt around the levanim, the ilav, and if not, it's usher, and it becomes usher. Okay. Marzutra, v'itim rav asi amar, b'gurdiyasa dikani shafir dami. If you put the knife between these sort of reeds, right, then it's shofar dami, it's mutter. You're not afraid that maybe you'll separate the leaves, you're going to smooth the leaves out or something like that. Rashi says, it's mutter. Kanim hadikalim sheyotzim harbi begeza echad v'tchufim zevezeh, shofar dami linots betochon sakn shomer einchol shem yigro hakpipa v'chayim v'shem mochek. And maybe by pulling the knife out, since they're so wrapped tight together, you're going to smooth out the reeds on the side. You don't have to be cautious for it. Okay. Amalei Rav Mordechai. So I guess Amalei Rav Mordechai LaRava. Masi Rav Katina to Yufta. Rav Katina is going to ask a kasha. Right? Right? Rav Huna, right? Shmuel said that you cannot stick the knife. You cannot put the slikusa and the knife can't go in the upper unless you can't pull it out of the dirt unless you stuck it in and took it out. Miba Ojom. Right? What about the following Mishnah in Kalayim? Hatomen lefes utsnoninos tachas agefen. So you take the radishes, right? And what's it? One's a radish, and one's a turnip. Which one's which? Lefes is the radish, or the other way around? Right, lefes is the radish, tonos is the turnip. You stick it in the ground. You bury it in the ground, basically for refrigeration purposes, under the vine. There's no kavana here to dizrei it, right? You just want to keep them there. So im haya mixas halav megulim, if a little bit of it is megula, I mean if it's exposed on top of the ground, ain't a choshesh, not choshesh for a few things. Ain't a choshesh lo mishum kilayim, right? You did this in a kerem. Since I left a little bit out, it's not a problem of kilay kerem, right? The lo mishum shvius, and there's no problem with shvius. You're not going to plant on shvius, and it's not planting purposes, right? The lo mishum meiser, and you don't have anything else that grows with them. It's not considered growth. You don't have to take meiser. V'nitolim b'shabbos, and you can pull them out on Shabbos. Even though the dirt's going to move when you pull it out, because basically you can say that's tiltum in its side. So if they weren't magula at all, then it looks like zriya. But since you can pull it out out, so why can't you pull the knives out? To yufta, that's a kasha on what they said, that you have to stick it in to take it out. Okay, we'll do tomorrow. Tomorrow is a regular weekday schedule, which means we will officially begin at 6:10, but most probably not start before 6:15. Everyone have a good day. Bye.